four medals of honor in the Rose Garden, July 5th, 1951.
President of the United States of America, authorized by act of Congress approved March 3, 1863, has awarded in the name of the Congress the Medal of Honor to Captain Raymond Harvey, United States Army, with citation as follows. Captain Harvey, Company C, 17th Infantry Regiment, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty, in action on 9 March 1951 in the vicinity of Tami Dong, Korea. When his company was pinned down by a barrage of automatic weapons fire from numerous well-entrenched emplacements, imperiling accomplishment of its mission, Captain Harvey braved the hail of fire and exploding grenades to advance to the first enemy machine gun nest, killing its crew with grenades. Rushing to the edge of the next emplacement, he killed its crew with carbine fire. He then moved to the first platoon forward until it was again halted by a curtain of automatic fire from well-fortified hostile positions. Disregarding the hail of fire, he personally charged and neutralized the third emplacement. Miraculously escaping death from intense crossfire, Captain Harvey continued to lead the assault. Spotting an enemy pillbox well camouflaged by logs, he moved close enough to sweep the emplacement with carbine fire and throw grenades through the openings, annihilating its five occupants. Though wounded, he then turned to order the company forward, and suffering agonizing pain, he continued to direct the reduction of the remaining hostile positions, refusing evacuation until assured that the mission would be accomplished. Captain Harvey's valorous and intrepid actions served as an inspiration to his country, reflecting the utmost glory upon himself and upholding the heroic traditions of the military service. Signed, Harry S. Truman. Captain Millett. President of the United States of America, authorized by act of Congress approved March 3, 1863, has awarded in the name of Congress the Medal of Honor to Captain Louis L. Millett, United States Army, with citation as follows. Captain Millett, Infantry, Company E, 27th Infantry Regiment, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty in action on 7 February 1951 in the vicinity of Suwon-ni, Korea. While personally leading his company in an attack against a strongly held position, he noted that the first platoon was pinned down by small arms, automatic, and anti-tank fire. Captain Millett ordered the third platoon forward, placed himself at the head of the two platoons, and with fixed bayonet led the assault up the fire-swept hill. In the fierce charge, Captain Millett bayoneted two enemy soldiers and boldly continued on, throwing grenades, clubbing, and bayoneting the enemy while urging his men forward by shouting encouragement. Despite vicious opposing fire, the whirlwind hand-to-hand assault carried to the crest of the hill. His dauntless leadership and personal courage so inspired his men that they stormed into the hostile position and used their bayonets with such lethal effect that the enemy fled in wild disorder. During this fierce onslaught, Captain Millett was wounded by grenade fragments, but refused evacuation until the objective was taken and firmly secured. The superb leadership, conspicuous courage, and consummate devotion to duty demonstrated by Captain Millett, were directly responsible for the successful accomplishment of a hazardous mission and reflect the highest credit on himself and the heroic traditions of the military service. Signed, Harry S. Truman. Sergeant Adams. The President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress approved March 3, 1863, has awarded in the name of the Congress the Medal of Honor to Master Sergeant Stanley T. Adams, United States Army, with citation as follows. Sergeant Adams, then Sergeant First Class Infantry, United States Army, Company A, 19th Infantry Regiment, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty in action against the enemy near Seongnam, Lee, Korea, on 4 February 1951. At approximately 0100 hours, Sergeant Adams' platoon, holding an outpost some 200 yards ahead of his company, came under a determined attack by an estimated 250 enemy troops. Intense small arms, machine gun and mortar fire from the three sides pressed the platoon back against the main line of resistance. Observing approximately 150 hostile troops silhouetted against the skyline advancing against his platoon, Sergeant Adams leaped to his feet, urged his men to fix bayonets, and he, with 13 members of his platoon, charged this hostile force with indomitable courage. Within 50 yards of the enemy, Sergeant Adams was knocked to the ground when pierced in the leg by an enemy bullet. He jumped to his feet and, ignoring his wound, continued on to close with the enemy when he was knocked down four times from the concussion of grenades which had bounced off of his body. Shouting orders, he charged the enemy positions and engaged them in hand-to-hand combat, where man after man fell before his terrific onslaught and with bayonet and rifle butt. After nearly an hour of vicious action, Sergeant Adams and his comrades routed the fanatical foe, killing over 50 and forcing the remainder to withdraw. Upon receiving orders that his battalion was moving back, he provided cover fire while his men withdrew. Sergeant Adams' superb leadership, incredible courage, and consummate devotion to duty so inspired his comrades that the enemy attack was completely thwarted, saving his battalion from possible disaster. His sustained personal bravery and indomitable fighting spirit against overwhelming odds reflect the utmost glory upon himself and upon the finest traditions of the infantry and the military service. Signed, Harry S. Truman. The President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress approved March 3, 1863, has awarded in the name of Congress the Medal of Honor to Sergeant Einar H. Ingman, United States Army, with citation as follows. Sergeant Ingman, then Corporal, Infantry, United States Army, a member of Company E, 17th Infantry Regiment, 7th Infantry Division, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty in action against the enemy near Maltari, Korea, on 26 February 1951. The two leading squads of the assault platoon of his company, while attacking a strongly fortified bridge held by the enemy, were pinned down by withering fire, and both squad leaders and several men were wounded. Sergeant Ingman assumed command, reorganized, and combined the two squads, then moved from one position to another, designating fields of fire and giving advice and encouragement to the men. Locating an enemy machine gun position that was raking his man with devastating fire, he charged it alone, threw a grenade into the position, and killed the remaining crew with rifle fire. Another enemy machine gun opened fire approximately 15 yards away and inflicted additional casualties onto the troop group and stopped the attack. When Sergeant Ingman charged the second position, he was hit by grenade fragments and a hail of fire which seriously wounded him about the face and neck and knocked him to the ground. With incredible courage and stamina, he arose instantly and, using only his rifle, killed the entire gun crew before falling unconscious from his wound. As a result of the singular action by Sergeant Ingman, the defense of the enemy was broken. His squad secured their objective, and over 100 hostile troops abandoned their weapons and fled in disorganized retreat. Sergeant Ingman's indomitable courage, extraordinary heroism, and superb leadership reflect the highest credit on himself and are in keeping with the esteemed traditions of the infantry and the United States Army. Signed, Harry S. Truman.
It's a privilege to perform this ceremony. Due to conditions over which I had no control, it's been my duty to award more medals of honor than all the rest of the presidents put together. It's a proud moment when we can hear citations such as you've listened to read. It's also a proud moment for me to hang the medal around the necks of these young men. They are the backbone of the government of the United States. Always, when the emergency calls for it, they come forward and deliver what's necessary to win. That's the reason we'll win the Cold War. That's the reason we'll maintain the peace in the world. That's the reason this republic of ours will continue to endure. Just because we have innumerable young men just like these four who stand out for the welfare of the country always. I have that Congressional Medal of Honor and to be President of the United States. I don't think very many of them believe me, but it's true. I congratulate you young men again on a great job well done.